This is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3 of the Thursday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, quick update on the Hong Kong healthcare question. We had Krister from Sweden call last hour saying that his friend had moved to Hong Kong and he went into the hospital, had something done, and was shocked at how great the service was in comparison to the totally socialist healthcare system in Sweden. And we thought, well, Krister thought it was a socialist healthcare system in Hong Kong as well, and I questioned it because I thought, oh my gosh, it's not possible for a socialist healthcare system to provide such great service. I mean, it's just the system just doesn't have the same incentives as a more market-based system. So I'm thinking, well, what is the situation in Hong Kong? I found a little bit of information. We're still not in Hong Kong, so I'd really like to hear from somebody who's there, but this is written by somebody who is, so here's a little tidbit for you. Apparently, healthcare in Hong Kong is, at least in my opinion, quite good, this according to batgung.com. There are both public, it's apparently something written by expatriates.
Okay.
There are both public and private systems. Most expatriates apparently go to private general practitioners for most for day-to-day complaints, whose costs may be covered by your employer-provided health plan. For serious complaints, surgeries, childbirth, etc., some use the public hospitals, some don't. So, there you go. You've got health plans, you've got employers providing insurance, and you've got both private and public hospitals. So there's obviously more, it seems like, at least just from reading this, that there's far more competition, at least in Hong Kong, than there is in the, as I understand it, totally socialized Sweden. There may be private healthcare practitioners in Sweden as well. I've never heard of it, and I'm sure some of our Swedish listeners will call in to correct us on that one. But there you go. So a little bit of information. And maybe the guy was, he was shocked because he didn't pay anything, supposedly, for this really great healthcare. Well, maybe he had an employer-provided healthcare plan. Maybe that's what was going on there. Just
hard
my speculation. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We're going
to
talk about this terrorism threat here in a bit, but let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dave in New Hampshire. Going once.
Can you hear me? Hello,
sir. Hi, you're there. What's on your mind?
Sorry, I am driving, and as soon as I can, I will pull over to a good spot.
All righty, sir.
But hopefully I won't lose you between now and then.
Sounds okay. What's on your mind?
I'm actually in Connecticut today. I just finished causing some trouble in New London.
Oh, really? With Lauren Canario being jailed, what were you doing down there?
Silent demonstrations.
Excellent. Where did you go to?
Bureaucrat offices.
Like bureaucrats who are in charge of jailing Lauren Canario?
Yes.
And quickly, what was what was the response like?
Please leave. a lot of please leave.
What did your sign say today?
I had a lot of different signs.
No, give me one or two.
One of them said free Lauren Canario, obviously.
Okay.
Another one said, did you help them destroy property rights?
Very good. That's not the reason you were calling tonight, was it?
Correct. It's not the reason I was calling. That's because a previous silent demonstration that I did back in September, well, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, at the Nashua IRS office, I told you guys about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has triggered a delayed response from the authorities, and I am now wanted for questioning by Homeland Security officials.
I heard about this today when I was out at the IRS protest from CAT. Which was shocking to me. Apparently, they showed up at her house, which is apparently where your address is registered to or something, and they showed up at Kat Canning's house and asked for you. And this is like, Department of Homeland Security, apparently.
Yeah, well, don't get, I mean, they're not very big in New Hampshire. There's not very many of them. They have old beat-up vehicles and whatnot, I don't know what you would think of as being, dangerous dark glasses government agent type. And the guys, I've talked to him a couple times. The guy's name is Officer Schmidt.
Okay.
And he is, he's very personable on the phone and whatnot. But you never know. They want to talk to me, and I'm going to meet with them tomorrow.
What do they want to talk to you about exactly?
They want to give me the details about what I should and should not do at federal buildings.
Oh, really?
At least that's what they say they want.
Are you going to have a camera crew and a lawyer on site when you talk to them?
Yeah.
I'm not real big into lawyers. I have requested an observer, however.
Yeah, lawyers, I'm not a huge fan of either necessarily, but I love the camera idea, Mark. I think that's a great idea. If you're going to have an observer, it would be really a great idea to either have them have a video camera in hand or at the very least some sort of an audio recording device. That way this whole meeting is on the record. And are you going to be meeting them in their offices or a neutral public location?
A neutral public location.
Good choice. Where are you going to be at?
The building 19 and a half in Nashua on Amherst Street.
Are you going to be announcing this like on NH3.com on the forum so maybe more than one observer can attend, or are you trying to keep this small?
I had Kat announce it this morning, but I haven't been able to get on the net much because I've been out causing trouble in New London. So.
Well, definitely let us know how this is going to happen. When exactly?
Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
All right, well...
I told him I wasn't positive I would make it at that time. There are some things that could happen that would make me call him and say, listen, we need to reschedule this. But I will try to do it, and I definitely will not blow him off. I'm going to keep my word.
Or at the very least, call him to let him know. Well, definitely let us know what happens, Dave. I'm interested to hear about this, and I hope that they don't try to, I don't know, pull any funny business on you. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Man, good
you
luck.
You never know.
Good
Thanks
luck,
a lot,
sir.
Guys.
800-259-9231. So this should be interesting, huh, Mark?
I hope that everything turns out okay for him. I've got to say, when I'm having trouble with the authorities, I like to have a lawyer.
Well, yeah, but you have to pay for that stuff.
Yeah, well, it beats the hell out of going to jail for free.
Well, I understand that, but at the same time, if you've got a video camera there, that's pretty much as good as a lawyer. Like, we were out today getting pizza after the IRS protest, and there was some guy that got pulled over by the cops here in Keene in the parking lot of the pizza place. And so my girlfriend and I and Russell Canning all went out and just sort of stood there and watched. I didn't have my video camera with me, unfortunately, today, and it's funny because I thought about bringing it. But anyway, we stood there and watched the entire time, maybe about 6 feet from the incident, or like 6 feet from the driver's side window.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop sort of was a little unnerved, I think, by us standing there. We weren't looking threatening or anything. We were just sort of standing there. And he looked over and he asked the guy, are these guys with you? And we weren't. We didn't even know who the guy was. We were just trying to help keep him safe and ensure that there was no unnecessary harassment going on. And as it turned out, maybe it was because we were there, maybe we weren't, maybe because the cop was just feeling nice. Who knows what the reasons were, but it turned out the guy didn't get a ticket. It was just a warning, apparently, and we actually got to talk to the dude after the cop left, and he seemed pretty friendly towards what we were talking about, NH3.com and the Keene Free Press and all sorts of, and the freedom movement in general.
I bet he was friendly. You just sort of supported him.
Right. What a great way to gain allies in this movement, right? Stand up for their freedoms and then say, hey, maybe you'll consider standing up for somebody else's freedoms. Here, check this out, NH3.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Well, what freedoms we have left, right, Mark? Let's talk about tyranny. Let's talk about terrorism. Let's talk about, I think you have an article, legalizing tyranny?
It's from Andrew Sullivan. It's from his syndicated column. Those of us trying to resist the Bush administration's seizure of permanent emergency powers have, so far, failed to alert the American public of the immense danger to their basic liberties that this administration represents. Maybe this story in the Washington Post today will help wake America up, and it goes on to talk about the Hamdan case, I believe.
Yeah, we discussed that briefly last night with Gardner.
How do I put this in words as clearly as possible? If the U.S. government decides, for reasons of its own, that you are an illegal enemy combatant, i.e. that you are someone who has engaged in hostilities who has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States, they can detain you without charges indefinitely, granting you no legal recourse except to a military tribunal, and under the proposed bill, disappear you and torture you. This is not just restricted to aliens or foreigners, but applies to U.S. citizens as well.
Sure does.
It can happen anywhere in the U.S. at any time.
And it's waiting the president's signature right now.
And he's going to sign it.
You better believe it.
We are all at potential risk. Whatever else this is, it is not a constitutional democracy. It is a thinly veiled military dictatorship, subject to only one control, the will of the great decider.
Oh, but it was a democratically elected dictatorship. Let's come back with more. 800-259-9231. So what you get? It's not really a democracy, as our caller last hour pointed out, representative republic and all that, but it's got the hallmarks, a lot of hallmarks of democracy, and this is what you get. You get some power-mongering
freaks. Moving to a dictatorship.
We're going to talk about more. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we have updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com or just type your email address into the box on our front page at freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And we really need it now more than ever as the House and Senate have both passed a bill that's going to eviscerate more freedoms here in America. You are not going to be able to, you better be careful. Even just talking out against the administration at this point, they might just drive up in a black van and throw you in, take you to a brig somewhere and not give you access to a lawyer, tell you that you're being charged with some sort of a military tribunal, enemy combatant, terrorism crime.
You know, that sort of fits the definition of has engaged in hostilities or has purposely and materially supported hostilities against the United States.
I don't understand what you're saying. What fits that definition?
That's what you're saying is speaking out against the government.
Hostility.
Right. Hostilities.
We engage in hostilities, verbal hostilities against the government on a nightly basis here on Free Talk Live.
You know, and it's not just, it wouldn't be just this administration. We haven't been nationally syndicated long enough to have been in any other administration. But
yeah.
Administration, we'd be talking out about against them, too. And I've said plenty of stuff about the Clinton administration.
Sure, and you can better believe that in 2008, if things shift a little bit and there's a Democrat administration in there, we're going to be all over them for their breaches of freedom and for their attacks.
I think there's a good chance that there's going to be a Democrat in there.
From their attacks on liberty, unless, of course, maybe they could tweak those voting machines like they've been talking about.
They've been playing
doing.
With those things, apparently. That's what people are claiming, at least.
Let's continue the legalizing tyranny, an article by some guy.
Andrew Sullivan.
There you go.
whatever else it is, it is not a constitutional democracy. It is a thinly veiled military dictatorship, subject only to one control, the will of the great decider. And the war that justifies this astonishing attack on American liberties is permanent, without end. And the check, the vagueness of the language, purposefully supported hostilities, could that mean that the mere expression of support for terror? Remember that many completely innocent people have already been incarcerated for years without trial or any chance for a fair hearing on the basis of false rumors or smears or even bounty hunters.
Mm.
Or it could be construed in the rhetorical, in the rhetoric of Hannity and O'Reilly as merely criticizing the great dictator and thereby being on the side of the terrorists.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Would that be considered supporting hostilities?
With us or against us, Mark.
If you listen to the Republican talkers, well, these Democrats, they're worse than the terrorists. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, Bush came out in a speech today. We talked about it earlier, and he just came right out and attacked the Democrats for being soft on terror. And so now it's going to be this particular campaign, this election season, is going to be, well, we're better at fighting terror because of this and this. Well, we're better at fighting terror because of this and this. And nobody is going to broach the real issue, with the exception of maybe a few libertarian candidates with the courage to do this, but I don't even know if all of them have the courage to do it, especially now that they could be thrown up in a brig because they might have the courage to do it. But nobody's going to bring up the real issue of, what terrorism? At least around here, there hasn't been any. So what terrorism are you fighting exactly? And what exactly are you... How is it that you're going to fight terror and protect our freedoms by destroying our freedoms?
Right, it's fighting our freedoms in order to stop terror.
Exactly.
All I know is that Al-Qaeda is winning battles every week now, and they're winning them because their aim of gutting the Western liberty, that he's just assuming that that's it, is shared by the President of the United States.
Yep.
The fact that we're finding this latest chilling stuff out now, while this horrifying bill is being rushed into law, this was written before.
Sure.
It was. It's still being rushed into law. This horrifying bill is being rushed into law to help rescue some midterms is beyond belief. It must be stopped, filibustered, prevented.
Nope.
And anyone who cares about basic constitutional freedom, conservatives above all, should be in the forefront of stopping it.
They're not.
Sorry.
They all pretty much voted
for
it.
Sorry, Andrew.
Yeah. Oops. All your conservative buddies pretty much voted for it, and a whole bunch of Democrats voted for it as well.
I don't think that Andrew Sullivan's a conservative. I wouldn't think that
whatever.
He considered himself that.
They all voted for it.
Yeah.
With the exception of a few.
Well, it was I would call it a landslide, basically a 2-to-1 vote.
Okay.
In the Senate.
Yeah, there's a big amount of people that voted for this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's it. The president can torture anyone he wants, any way he wants, and he can hold them indefinitely, and that's just the way that is.
Was that it? Was that all of his
article? That's the article.
Oh, okay. 800-259-9231. I thought there was going to be a little bit more to it than that.
Sorry.
1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, we already knew it was bad news, and it is bad news, and it's frightening. It's scary to think about what's happening here. And everybody, you know, people have asked in the past, you know, well, how is it that the German people could have allowed these things to happen to the Jews back in the 1930s and the 40s? How is it that could have happened? Well, here it is happening again, right here under your nose. Very similar things are occurring here. You've got this war on terror combined with this war on immigration, which is just also beginning to kick into gear with this new fence that they're talking about building, with incidences around the country of ICE agents going in and evicting people from homes, taking people into custody and chucking them out of this country, supposedly. What's going to happen when we start building camps and throwing people in them?
I mean, it's been proposed that Arabs should have to take a different line in the I don't know, getting on airplanes. They should have to be
sure.
All Arabs, people with Arab surnames, people who look Arab, and, you know,
people
that are brown.
It's been suggested that people who are Muslim should be in a separate line.
Yeah.
Which would mean that you'd have to figure out a way to identify who's a Muslim and who's not, because there can be white Muslims, and there can be black Muslims, and there can be Indian Muslims, you know, brown Muslims as well. So does that mean we're all going to get, Real ID was passed last year, right? And part of the Real ID provisions, this national identification card that isn't really a national ID card, or so they claim. Well, the Department of Homeland Security guy, Michael Chertoff, he gets to decide what's going into the Real ID card.
He really does.
He can change it at any time. He can make it one thing one day, and then next year he can change it to something different. So maybe after the Real ID launches, they'll add a new provision that says, well, now you have to list your religion on the Real ID card. And if you've got Muslim listed on your Real ID card, since you can't fly without the Real ID card, then you have to stand in the special Muslim line.
And, you know, many people consider it a sin punishable by hell to deny their religion. I don't care. You can list my religion as anything you want. It's meaningless to me. But a lot of people would consider it, an issue of eternal life as to what religion they were labeled as.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't say, I'm not a Muslim. They can't say, I'm not a Christian. They can't say, I'm not a Jew.
And maybe if you lie on your application and
they
investigate you, maybe if you lie on your application and they investigate you, you'd be guilty of a crime, you know? Oh, I'm not really a Muslim. But then they go and they follow you and you go to some sort of Muslim worship. And then maybe they'll come bring you up on charges. Or maybe, heck, they won't even bother with the charges now. Maybe they'll just throw you in a brig, too. It's a scary, scary situation. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Free time.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Tis the Thursday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Live streams included. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. You know, we're still, I still want to talk about this terror legislation that is about to be signed by President Bush that's going to create military tribunals, star chambers, where there's no real rules of evidence. You don't get to see the evidence that they're going to present against you. You may not actually be able to attend your own trial. And there's all kinds of bad things that are being done here in the name of fighting terror, when in fact they're just going to be eviscerating our freedoms. No terror is going to be fought with this. It's just going to be destroying liberty in America. And I was talking last segment about what it was like, and I don't know what it was like because I wasn't there, but I'm just imagining, in Nazi Germany, when people were turning in others for having Jews in their home, and there was all kinds of skullduggery going on, and how is it that people allowed it to happen? I mean, weren't people carrying individuals before Adolf Hitler took control? I mean, how does one change from a caring individual to a callous person? And I think that what we're seeing here happen in the United States is a repeat of what has happened in other places. For instance, you've got more laws being passed. You've got more restrictions, regulations. We know that now all they have to do is label you an enemy combatant, and then you're in this third system. You're in this alternate system where no more freedoms apply to you, where you don't have rights, you don't have habeas corpus. They're going to do whatever it is they want to do to you. People are going to start to become aware that this system exists. Because not everybody's paying attention to the news. Not everybody knows what's going on right now in the world, let alone in America.
They just care if there's any rights protected. They just care that they're their own.
Right, and they're not even really going to, I mean, they're going to brush this off. Even if they hear about it, they're going to read the AP version or the version that's on their local right-wing radio talk show, and it's going to be brushed off as, oh, it's just another provision to go after terrorists.
Everything's fine.
Well, eventually, we might see something where we might see incidences where people who are speaking out against the government are picked up, and other people who aren't terrorists, obviously aren't terrorists, are picked up and disappear. Or maybe we know they're in the system and maybe there's nothing that can be done about it because they're being labeled an enemy combatant, and now it's legal. Now it's going to be legal for them to do the things they've been doing.
Yeah, what do you do about it then, once it's legal?
Exactly.
It is legal. What
exactly.
Are we talking about?
What do you do about it? This is why I'm hearkening back to the 1940s and Germany. What do you do about it when the government becomes so oppressive that people start getting picked up off the streets? At what point do you stand up and say something? Because at some point, you're going to be too scared. Think about it. There are already people right now that are sort of backing away and saying, I don't want to rock the boat here. I don't want to be targeted. So at what point do you stand up and fight against the tyranny? How far do you let it go? Because the further it goes, the more freedom they take away from us, the more frightened everybody's going to be. Everyone's going to become. I could be next.
The tyranny is a function of the large government. The large government has to have the tyranny in order to get bigger.
That's right.
It's just growing and growing. And it has to have us, the working people, in order to support itself.
Our consent, you mean?
Our consent and our taxes. Our consent to pay taxes. The government can't pay for itself. It produces nothing. You don't see the government churning out widgets.
Well, it can churn out dollars.
It can churn out dollars, but the dollars aren't worth anything unless people, it's the labor of the American people that back the dollar.
Yeah.
Because they can tax us. The government can, at will, take money away from us, so therefore that's what backs their whole dollar system.
Yeah, though some have suggested that the government's taxation, at least the income tax, only goes to pay the interest on the money.
Yeah, I'm just saying what gives the dollar its buying power. I don't know where they,
right.
Where it is that they spend the money.
But beyond the dollar and the buying power, it's the consent of the governed, right? It's the consent of the individuals in this country as a whole. All of us together saying, tacitly, most people are tacitly consenting. Like, they're just, okay, I'm just going to go about my life over here. I'm busy working. I've got television to watch tonight. You go ahead and you arrest whoever you want, government. Just don't come after me. So there's this sort of tacit, I don't care as long as it doesn't affect my life consent going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when it starts to affect your life? What happens when the tyranny starts striking close to home and a friend gets picked up? Or a family member gets picked up for saying something unpopular, for slandering the administration, for saying things that are unpatriotic.
Like, man, taxes are too high.
What happens when something like that happens? What happens when your friend gets arrested and thrown into a military brig and taken to a star chamber and executed? Or thrown into a military brig for the rest of his life?
Yeah, who knows if they're executed? You'll never hear from them again.
Are you going to stand up at that point and say you've had enough, enough is enough, this has gone too far, there's too much loss of freedom here, when you could be targeted for doing something like that? So now do you understand what I'm talking about as far as how this could have happened to a good people, to a good caring people? Because I still think most Americans are caring individuals. I think most Americans want to see kids get educated. I think most Americans want to have clean water to drink and clean air to breathe. And I think they want to enjoy a nice life with lots of luxuries and have a nice life here in America and be happy. But that's not where we're going.
Pretty much since I've been old enough to vote, I've been a Republican. And, I've got to say that it's this Republican administration which has really, really brought us down the road to tyranny, has just compromised our freedoms one after another. The Supreme Court ruled recently that you don't have the right to your own property. Now the president has the power to torture and imprison and just whisk away, make someone disappear whom he doesn't like. I mean, this is scary stuff, people.
And you sit and listen to us talk about it, which is great, and we're glad you're listening. But ask yourself, what have you done? Really, because listening is important and everything. But what have you done to head this off the path? So what have you done to turn this country back around towards more freedom and liberty? Think about that.
If you don't think it's the Free State Project, call me. Tell me some other idea.
Yeah.
I would love to hear other ideas. I believe in downsizedc.org. That's the reason they're a sponsor. I don't believe in them because they're a sponsor. I believe in them. You know, they're a sponsor because I believe in them.
Yeah.
I believe in the Free State Project.
Because of that. Yeah.
Right. I believe in the Free State Project. They're not a I don't believe in them because they're a sponsor.
We ran ads for them for a couple years before they became a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, they didn't give us any money. We believe these things. Those are just the examples that I have.
Let me tell you, Mark.
You know, I like all the libertarian organizations out there. I just don't think they're accomplishing what it is they set out to. And the only thing that I think that's really going to work is the Free State Project. And as a I think that the Downsized DC organization is about the most efficient way that you can write your Congress critter.
For whatever that's worth.
For whatever that's worth. But I feel like it should be done. You know, that's what I've been told since I was a little boy, that that's how you got things done. So
they
that's
make it
what
easy.
I do. They make it easy. So I like
Otherwise,
that organization.
It's not worth it. Otherwise, it's not worth it. It's not worth picking up a pen and pencil and writing a letter.
It's just
It's just not. I mean, what about these responses that we've gotten from, for instance, when you go to downsizeddc.org and you send your letters, sometimes, depending on who your senators are and everything, they might send you a response back. What about these responses we've gotten over the past few weeks here, Mark?
Yeah. Thanks for your response. You're an idiot. You know, is essentially what the...
Short version.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Thanks. Bye.
Or what they'll do is they'll summarize the debate, like the Read the Bills Act, Downsize DC's Read the Bills Act. They'll summarize. They'll say, well, this side wants this. The Read the Bills Act means blah, blah, blah. And they describe the Read the Bills Act, and they're accurate in their description, so it's clear they understand it. And then they'll say, and opponents say that blah, 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 blah. Thanks for your time. I'll consider your thoughts.
You know, and
they take no position.
On now, the day that our president has been turned into essentially a dictator, is today the day you're going to sign up for the Free State Project? Because to me, it seems like if you're not doing it, you're just sitting on the sidelines.
And signing up is important, but obviously making plans to move, I think, sooner rather than later is another factor. More coming back. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept! Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231 again, that's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can amp the show. It's a great way to help get Free Talk Live and the message of freedom and liberty, the only consistent message in talk radio, at least as far as I'm concerned. Maybe Pendulette. I don't know. I haven't listened to enough of the show to really know for sure. But really, otherwise, six nights a week, the only one out there doing this, bringing the message of freedom and liberty to the masses. If you want to help us do it, if you want to help us get on more stations, because really, there's a huge sense of urgency here at this point. The freedoms are being stripped away. Like, the faster we can get on more stations, the better off America's going to be, as far as I'm concerned. Not to say that we're going to single-handedly save America, Mark, or anything like that. I don't really believe that to be the case, but it can't hurt to expose more people to this message. Okay? So amp.freetalklive.com is the best way to help us do that. $3 a month. We take the money in, we turn it right back around into promotion for the show. We get on more internet connections. We get on, we'll use the money to purchase advertising in talk radio publications to get more stations on board with the show. In fact, we're going to be announcing, we've got a huge announcement coming up probably tomorrow. So keep your eyes on your
updates.
I know what it is. It's a big move as far as a new affiliate is concerned.
Yep. Lots of amplifiers to thank for that.
It is directly because of the amplifiers.
It really is.
Amp, and we'll talk more about why when it happens. Amp.freetalklive.com, $3 a month. You get perks, you get access to classic archives and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. So, talking about the road to tyranny that we're on here in this country and what we can do to solve the problems, because most people are totally oblivious to this. So, what you've got is you've got in America, you've got a bunch of, there's enough libertarian-minded people to make a difference in America. It's just that they're spread out. So there's enough people that are clued in. There's enough people that know that we're losing our freedoms. But the problem is, it's like one out of every 1,000 people, essentially.
Something like that.
As far as the rest of America is concerned, it's you. And then there's a bunch of people around you that have no idea what's going on. And then in the next county or, 5 miles away, there's somebody else, right? I mean, so there's a few of you out there. That's why concentrating effort is going to be the only way to make freedom happen again in America. Because by the time the rest of the sheep wake up, by the time it gets so bad that they can't plausibly deny it in their heads anymore, by the time they realize that America has become a dictatorship, by the time they figure out what we've already got, what we already understand, it's going to be too late. Because by that time, the government will have been throwing people in prisons for being Muslim or being an immigrant. And they're going to be throwing dissenters in prison as well, because we can't have that. That's unpatriotic. And by that time, you're going to be too scared to come out. The sheep are going to be too scared to reveal the fact that they're no longer sheep, and they want to be freedom fighters, and they want to come out and fight tyranny.
And at that point, being a freedom fighter is going to be a heck of a lot more costly.
Yeah, and if
now it's a lot cheaper.
If you're still out amongst the sheep at that point, because you're probably going to be keeping down low at that point like they are, you're screwed. So you better do something sooner rather than later. Whatever that something is, whether you take our advice and our suggestion and join the Free State Project and sign up for First 1000.
Friend today, come to the promised land. Come to the promised land of the Free State. Friend, do you hear the calling of the Holy Spirit calling you to the Free State?
There's no promises here. There's just opportunity.
It seems like the best chance.
When a bunch of freedom lovers get together, there's going to be some awesome things that are going to happen. And let me tell you, one of the major reasons why I came here, beyond the fact that I think that this is the answer for freedom in our lifetime, is one of the motivating factors to me moving sooner rather than later is I didn't feel safe in Florida. Seriously.
You feel safer here?
Yes, I absolutely do. I mean, down in Florida, sure I had friends. And sure, some of them would have come to our aid. For instance, let's say that this terror law gets passed, which it will. Bush is going to sign it.
Right. There's nothing to stop it.
And let's say eventually they start harassing dissenters. Let's say eventually dissenters start getting rounded up. And we're dissenters, Mark.
Yeah. You more so than me, but yes. I don't see why they wouldn't just drag us all off.
You're a dissenter as well. And so if they're doing that sort of thing, why not target the dissenters who have the big microphones in front of them?
Yeah.
And if something was going to happen to any one of us, I'd rather it happen here in New Hampshire in the Free State, where I know that there's a group of dedicated, pro-freedom, liberty-minded activists out there willing to step up and defend those of like mind, to defend anybody, who's being persecuted by a government.
It's better than being in a jail cell with a bunch of people that support you outside yelling and screaming for your release is better than being in a jail cell with nobody giving a damn.
Exactly. So
now, it seems to me that if they really wanted to stop dissent, they'd just put a sniper on a roof somewhere and just pop, pop, take us both out.
Whew, that would be bad.
It would be bad, but that would seem to me the proper way to do it. I just don't think they will.
Sure, they could. And since you
and there's no evidence of tyranny really working that way. They don't do it that way. They're not efficient. What they're going to do is that, it'll be thugs that come and tosh in the back of a van.
Since you bring up taking shots and violence, we hearken back to the question that Claire Wolfe has asked so many times. We read, we did a review of her book a little while back. I think it was 179 Things You Can Do to the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Claire's suggestion that it's not time to shoot the bastards yet.
Right. It was the government. It's too big to.
I don't remember it either.
I can't remember.
But essentially, she said, it's too early. Like, it's not quite tyrannical enough yet to shoot the tyranny guys, the guys who are instituting the tyranny. But the question still remains as far as when will it be time? How far are you and everybody else willing to let it go before it's time to really fight back? I'm not suggesting that now is the time. I don't know what that time is. But I would suggest...
America's at an awkward stage. It's too late to work within the system. Too early to shoot the bastards.
There you go. Claire Wolfe. But what I would suggest is that if they do start rounding people up, if they do start putting Muslims and immigrants and dissenters into camps, which, by the way, there is a contract with Halliburton to build detention camps. That much is true. If they do start rounding people up and they come for you or your friends, then I think it's fair. I think it's fair at that point to shoot them. Don't you? Or do you want to get rounded up and thrown in a detention camp?
I don't know.
If they're coming for you or your friends, I think it's game on. Let's go to Tom in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Welcome to Gulag America.
Heil, Tom. Heil.
Zig.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to know if you guys heard anything about they did away with the habeas corpus today, 65 to 34.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about for like the last hour.
I can't get you very good. I had to. I can hear you good now that I'm talking to you, but the shortwave just fades out. You know, 7465.
Do you have the internets out where you're?
No, I don't. I don't dare. I wouldn't even take a chance with it.
Give Al Gore a call. He'll take care of it for you.
Let him talk, please, Mark. What do you got, Tom? We're running out of time.
I think you're very, very right about the too late to work within the system. And as fast as you guys talk, I hope you're as fast as acting in tactics and stuff to lead us on to victory. Somebody's got to do it. I'm out here with I'm here by myself with a bunch of lunatics and idiots who don't know nothing but, you know, what they can get out of you.
Well, I understand. We came from Florida, Tom, so we totally understand.
Thank you.
That's why we got out, and I know you don't have the internet, but if you do get to a terminal somewhere, we suggest you visit freestateproject.org. To learn more about or just get to New Hampshire. You know what? You don't have to join the Free State Project. We'd prefer it if you did. But some people don't want to sign their name to anything. Some people are paranoid about even joining the Free State Project because they're worried.
Is there any work up there?
Of course.
Yeah, there's all kinds of work up there.
In fact, New Hampshire, I believe, is the top economy amongst the New England states, and I think it's like the third best economy in the entire United States. I mean, there's no personal income tax. There's no sales tax. The property tax can be a little oppressive, but there's actually areas of New Hampshire you can move to where that's fairly low as well. I mean, it's really a great place to live.
What about the IRS? Are they still there collecting for Queen Beatrice?
They're still here, but we've got protests going on every single week to get the IRS out of at least this part of the state where we're doing the show from here in Keene.
Do you still have Live Free or Die on your license plate?
They still have that. As a matter of fact.
I don't know what it means, but that's where it is.
The whole country forgot it, I guess.
See, here's what's happening, Tom. There's liberty lovers from all over the country moving in here. There's been over 150 that have moved so far, and even with that small amount of people, they've put a stop to a smoking ban. They've really sort of held the line for liberty at this point. And if we get more, if we get 150 more, if we get a 500 more or 1,000 more, we'd like to get 20,000 eventually. If we get 1,000 more people, we'll turn the tides towards freedom.
What kind of rent am I going to have to pay up there?
Depends on where you live. It goes from next to nothing in the rural areas to fairly high on the coast. So
as low as like 400 to as high as I've seen it at 2,400.
So. You don't have to sign up, but you can do a lot of research and get a lot of your questions answered at freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call, man. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Stay free.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.